The following episode may contain explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Atlanta Vision Institute. The Atlanta Vision Institute was the first in Georgia to use SMILE, the most advanced laser eye surgery procedure. This procedure is done with a high-tech precision laser. It's simple, takes about 6 to 8 minutes in its entirety. It's an easy recovery, requiring minimal post-op care. Most people are amazed at how effortless it is. You're going to experience substantially improved vision just a few hours after this surgery. Dr. Ashraf was on staff at Johns Hopkins University. He's board certified, and he's completed over 40,000 LASIK procedures. So go check out the Atlanta Vision Institute. Check this out. You can mention my name and get 20% off a consultation. To learn more, go to atlanta2020.com/Matt. That's me, M-A-T-T. atlanta2020.com/Matt. Go check out the Atlanta Vision Institute at atlanta2020.com. Welcome back to the Atlanta Podcast. I am your host, Mappy Davis, not making you wait till the end of the week. It's Monday, and here we go. I did an interview today. You're not going to hear it today, but I did an interview today with the dudes from Joystick. And guess what? We're doing a live event. Ever since I launched this baby, I thought, wouldn't it be cool to do a live event? It's the Atlanta Podcast. We could do it, I don't know, in Atlanta. So, guest to be named, date to be named, but probably by next week, I will have a link up with tickets. They're going to be like $5. We want you to come. We want to sell it out. It's going to be awesome. Also, another way you can support us, the Patreon, patreon.com/TheAtlantaPodcast. I would say I've had a lot of afternoon coffee, but I haven't. I had morning coffee, then I had an interview, then I had more coffee, then I napped, now I'm working. On today's program, Emma Carr. Emma, I know you're listening. Emma, one of the first gals I met thanks to Nick Tapp, who is a central figure in Atlanta, the Atlanta podcast story, as he introduced us to many. He's on an early episode. We had a gathering a couple years ago, and one of the first people I met was Miss Emma. So she was lined up to interview, and then like a year went by, and I hadn't aired it, and lots changed. So we talked again. And here we are, bringing it to you, the Emma Carr episode. Most people love her because she's wacky, sometimes adorable, and lots of other things. I don't want to dilly-dally. Let's get to it. Emma Carr, learn all about her. Monday, July 30th, away we go.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, great, fantastic, wonderful. Are we on air?
It's been a minute. We're live right now.
We are live.
This is going out to everyone.
Have you heard of the internet?
This second.
Is this on it? Is this on there?
Thank God I don't have to explain podcasts nearly as much as I used to people.
Yeah. So this is an internet radio show.
I don't really like that term either.
No. Much cooler.
Do you want to describe where we are? I like to start out describing people where we are.
You know, do you hear the sounds of bustling London town?
Yep. Yeah. We're in Soho, London.
We are in London. Located centrally, south centrally, Atlanta. We're at Muchachos. It's on Memorial Drive, and it's super cute. It's a coffee shop. It's on the Beltline.
I don't know that I would call it a coffee shop. I'd call it a breakfast place.
A coffee shop
is like a tiny little coffee shop.
But not like a full spread breakfast, because... You know, there's just cute foods. It's not like you're going to go to Waffle House and get the All-Star.
I think what we've learned about you is you like cute things.
I'm kind of cute.
Like, that's your whole vibe.
Not intentionally, but yeah. Sorry, I'm eating peaches.
So you need to describe specifically, though, what we're looking at here.
Okay. I'm looking at the Beltline,
right?
Atlanta's famous Beltline walkway. You know, trying to explain the Beltline to people... who are unfamiliar or not from Atlanta is pretty funny.
What do you say to them?
I'm like, it's a sidewalk, it's a path, and people walk on it. And there's art and food and stuff, but they just don't see, they can't figure it. They're like, you mean you just walk it? Like, what do you do? Rollerblade.
Well, if they kept it traily, which I notice is a lot of people running. So once upon a time, I would do this, and I was like the only one. But now they've extended it over here and over here. At some point in the future, this will be paved. And we'll be like, remember we did that podcast? And this whole giant, what are they going to call this thing?
Oh, that's like a Publix movie theater thing.
A movie theater, which is going to game changer. Because right now the closest movie theater is fucking, whatchamacallit.
Unless you go to Midtown or
Atlantic Station. Right,
like the big one,
right.
Yeah.
But what are they going to call that shopping center? Because Glenwood is down there. What are they going to call this?
A cluster?
The Glenwood Shopping Center?
A traffic nightmare? I don't know. I'm not...
Atlanta's growing up right around us, Emma.
Yeah.
By the way, is that your real name, Emma Carr?
It's Emily is my full name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go by Emma in Atlanta.
In Atlanta?
Yeah.
When you're traveling abroad, do you go by something else?
You know, I have so many names. Cupcake was an alias for a long time in Atlanta. No, my first boss in Atlanta shortened Emily to Emma and then just introduced me as Emma to everyone. So for the past 8 years... that's what I answer to. I go home and then it's Emily.
Right. Do you remember the last time we had a chat?
Yeah, of course.
You say it like so casually.
What do you mean? The last interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
What about it?
I'm just sort of making conversation.
Oh, okay. Tell me what you want to know. We talked about a lot of things.
We did.
Yeah.
And then it never aired.
It did not. I asked you to hold it because...
You were switching jobs?
Well, no. I've always had 7 jobs at a time. But the CBD company has changed a good bit. It's completely rebranded. So I wanted to do this interview when we could fully... Oh, nice. Nice try.
I'm just going to use your fork.
Okay. That's I thought you were trying to throw the strawberry in your coffee. I was very confused why that's. Yeah, so anyways, everyone wants to know what happened to Halcyon Essentials. Halcyon Organics was the CBD company I was with last fall. And here is the big story that everybody wants to know. There is no big story. Two guys started a hemp CBD company in Georgia a few years ago. It went very well. Flash forward, they just had different visions. So they split. And now I went... with Georgia Hemp Company. So we are, Halcyon's completely dissolved. We are now Georgia Hemp Company, and we're Georgia's first local CBD hemp.
And what is your role?
I'm doing sales for them.
Okay. Yeah. And your boss is who?
Is Joe.
Joe finally picked a date.
Oh, I was going to say, I know you wanted Joe and got stuck with me, but...
Well, it's not that I got stuck with you. I like you. You're a good person.
Yeah.
You've made nice introductions for me.
Joe's great. He was just probably wanting to wait till we were now we're fully launched again.
No. So. But before that, even before, but I'm saying that Joe and I have this great like Atlanta history where he was at fucking 790 The Zone and I had a staffing company. Like we go so far back that it's really going to be a fun, like his personal life, what he's been up to, differences in Atlanta. Like we can have a really cool chat. So look forward to that. The Joe.
I will too.
Salome episode, right?
Yeah, Joe's great. I love, yeah. I listen to Joe.
Because he's gone on to be
Mr. Legal Cannabis.
Mr. Legal Cannabis guy.
Yeah.
But let's talk about you a little bit.
Okay.
You are a very, I almost said, you're a 90s woman.
Oh.
But the 90s was 30 years ago. You're a woman of the 2010s. What do we call this decade?
The teens? I don't know.
The 20-teens?
The 20-teens.
You're a woman of now. You had a plastic slicker on that just made you look like you stepped right out of a... You're fashionable.
Thank you.
You're so many things.
That's true.
Are you
very
a model?
Confusing.
Do people come up to you on the streets and say, are you a model?
Absolutely not. They are intrigued, though, but it's probably because my hair is never a natural color.
Creepy guys don't hand you their business cards wanting to take your picture?
No, I think luckily they're a little intimidated.
Intimidated
by the weirdness, the pink hair.
I think you're say by the cuteness.
Creepy guy. Maybe weird cuteness. Yeah. So luckily, I don't get approached. a lot like that, in that way. Yeah. But it's usually positive. I think it's the hair. People love, they just smile as soon as they see weird colored hair.
Right.
And then I don't really have to do anything.
Right. So I think we should back up a little bit. Because okay. So, when I met you, mm-hmm. it's been like 2 years now.
Yeah. When was the first time we met?
The first Nick Tapp Marketing Minds of Atlanta.
Yes, that's right.
Get together.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where I was like, dude. Mm-hmm. I need Snapchat filters. So now I know exactly when it was because you made me one, and that was August of 16. Mm-hmm. So we are literally coming up on 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, that's right. Anniversary.
Right. Mm-hmm. And back then you had 7 different jobs.
Sorry, I'm
She's holding the mic away from her mouth
I'm
to not
chewing
be rude.
Peaches
and I'm
again.
To sit, and it's like I can't quite. This thing is.
You can't get cute. This is,
now, what we learned about what
so
we.
Cute.
What we thought about this spot was that this was where they quote unquote mm-hmm. hollered at the train. Hey, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. We look like we're in this little, well, right now it's just a super cute kind of booth with iron window thingies and a chandelier. But it looks like where the, not the conductor, but who's the person on land that's like hollering at the trains.
Right.
Like slow down. Or, you
right.
know.
Well, but you know, this is actually much like, so my old office on the Beltline had this too, but over there.
Oh, cool.
Right?
Another train stop.
You never visited
No, I
me.
Never made it. I know a general idea of where it was, but I never went there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what were you doing 2 years ago? Other than making the occasional Snapchat filter. By the way, you are in my phone as Snapchat filter Emma.
Snap Queen was my alter ego for a while.
Right.
But Snapchat filters kind of, I mean, they're still fun, but they're not as beneficial currently, marketing-wise, as they were so cheap, and you could reach so many people at that time. It was like bananas.
It was the
not
thing.
Everybody was doing it.
It was the
shocked.
Thing.
Now they've diluted it a lot, and it's not as cheap, and it's still fun, but yeah, not my main gig.
Right, but that's the point. You want to be ahead of the curve.
Sure, yeah, that's what I try to do. Essentially, I do marketing and events has always been the blanketed title for me. I don't know. I do social media branding, as you know, for clients. I do traditional PR and marketing. I just use the internet. I do a more digital, that's my medium. Does that
right.
make sense? Like I write a traditional campaign, but then I just put it on the internet versus
right.
old.
Now, there are many young people like you mm-hmm. who want to do that same thing. Mm-hmm. Why do I want to hire one Emma Sampson?
Honestly, I've been...
Even though your last name's Carr.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know who that is, but she sounds cute. You should hire her. honestly, luckily, I've been project-based for about 5 years now, and it's been all word of mouth, my business. I think I hit it at a time, or my name was starting to get passed around or noticed for certain, being involved with certain projects at a time when everyone started to, right before everybody branched out and started doing this freelance or offering these a la carte services. So
like you used to have to do some big agency.
Yes. Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And then I kind of came in and was like, well, you know, obviously I'm charging less because we're doing the smaller package, or, you know, just willing to be flexible and experiment with people and see if it works. And if it does, then we sign on and we keep going. If not, then, you know, but I think it was timing. I mean, besides the fact that I'm brilliant, but it was also,
I think I'm brilliant too. And if only the world would recognize my genius.
Yeah.
Do you just wake up every day and feel that? Because that's what I feel.
Yeah. I wake up every day and think a lot of things. Mostly I picture people with no teeth. Makes me giggle.
Really?
Oh my God. Google celebrities with no teeth. If you are ever feeling the slightest bit down, instant tear to your eye.
Really?
It's hilarious. Any celebrity. Any celebrity. Yeah. It's kind of my obsession right now.
Okay. People are in their cars right now or on a run, and they are stopping to do that. I'm not going to stop to do that, but I will do it later.
Yeah, please do. I don't think you'll regret it. Yeah. What else were we talking about?
I can't remember. Do we talk about this tattoo of the Earth? The Earth, is that an Earth is flat tattoo?
Yes, that is. I'm into cartography.
What?
That doesn't really mean much. I don't really know a lot of, you know, a lot about it, but I'm into maps. Weirdly, I like. I'm really good at direction. I'm like, you know how if you die and become a vampire, then whatever skill you were good at as a human is like supposedly amplified, and it's like your mega power is a vampire.
I had no idea about this.
Okay,
but
this is a real thing. And so mine would probably be a human compass.
Okay, which direction is that?
That's north.
Okay, now you didn't even bat an eye.
No.
How do I know you're right?
Because I'm looking at my house. It's straight down here is south, Grant Park. And the Beltline goes north to south right here.
Okay, I'm going to... If I pull up...
West, east.
If I pull up...
Go for it. Challenge me.
Okay, here we are. Google Challenge. Okay, I'm going to tap that. So, that's... How do we know that's north?
That's north. That's south.
But how do we know?
Look, pull up your compass on your iPhone.
Okay.
No, like the... You have a compass app.
But what about that? Does that say that's north? That's what that's saying, right? That's what that's saying.
I don't know.
But that would make you correct because that's north and that's south.
Oh, this... Okay. Yes, correct. So, north... South, Bill Kennedy goes north to south, and Memorial goes east to west.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, people listening are either going, that's cool, or Matt, you're a fucking idiot, because, you know what I have to do in my head? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is what an idiot I am. Shouldn't say that about myself. Words have power.
You are special and important, and people
this is
like
what
you.
A thing I am. Like, if I'm about to get on the freeway, uh-huh. right? Let's say I'm going to Alabama,
oh,
right?
No. Yeah.
I go in my mind, I got, like, now this happens quickly, so it doesn't take a long time. But I go, okay, California's west. Yep, we're going west.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I kind of have to.
Oh, you do big
like,
picture.
Big picture.
Yeah.
Right?
West Coast. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like, okay, we're getting on. I got to go to Conyers, right? That's more towards the ocean and Augusta. East. Yeah. We're going east. Because, you know, sometimes you have the. Now I don't do it so much because I live off 20. But once upon a time, if I was on 75 and 85 and I had to make that split second decision.
I think the worst, one of the worst, whatever you can call it, freeway things is the connector in Atlanta, because I don't understand why 75 and 85 actually go the opposite directions of the way that they like cross each other. So like, you know, if you're going 85, you're actually going to end up going to the right, but 85, you exit to the left. So like, that's tripped me up still after 8 years so many times. Like,
wait,
it's so frustrating.
Going north?
Going north, yeah.
Going north, if you want to stay in 85, you veer to the left.
But 85 actually ends up veering to the right.
Right. Well, probably because one of them came first. Like, 75 existed, and then they had to come in and...
Oh, whatever.
Of all the things that are wrong with Atlanta traffic, that is the least...
Whatever.
That is the bottom of the fucking
because
barrel.
Because also, the GPSs are super slow, so it won't update and tell me... They'll, like, stay on the... And then it won't tell me 75, 85 until it's, like, too late. And
right. Back in the day, when I first moved back here, it was super hard. Because now it's like, okay, in my mind, I know I'm kind of going that way anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's like you have to wait until you...
Yeah. I don't go above Midtown too often, so when I
do... Dude, I met the MARTA guy at his offices in Midtown, and I told him this was as far north as I go.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
I mean,
10th, 14th, it's about as north as I go.
Georgia Hemp Company offices are located in Buckhead. Other than that, I don't go north.
I live a very east-west lifestyle.
Yes.
Very
yes,
much so.
Very south side. I'm in Grant Park, where all the hipsters live.
How can you afford it?
Well,
how can a woman of the 90s live there?
It's hard being super successful sometimes.
Wow.
No, it's Grant Park. It's not that bad yet. My rent is reasonable. Yeah.
Come to the West End.
You know, I
more would. Reasonable over there.
Yeah. I spent some time over there at the Metropolitan Lofts. Some great, fantastic, favorite ladies of mine have a company called On Point Creative.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
Yeah. Chrissy and Kristen. And
you know what I just realized? I don't think I've aired her episode, and we had a great chat.
You need to. So I'm helping them with social media now. So I was with them while they do the most fun jobs, like shaky knees, shaky beats. So I got to go.
They did frickin' whatchamacallit.
They just did Summerfest.
No, but they did do frickin' whatchamacallit.
What?
Tomorrow World.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow World, Imagine Fest. They've done a lot of really big, cool festivals. So now I'm getting to go behind the scenes with them and cover their social, which is super fun. And
so if you go there, mm-hmm. and then you keep going, I'm going to say west, even though it might not be.
Yeah.
A few more streets over. That's my hood.
Yeah.
Okay. You know where the Monday Night Garage is?
Your house.
You know where the Monday Night Garage is?
I've been to your house.
You've been to my house.
Remember we did the last interview there.
Right. Let's be clear about that. It was for an interview. Anyone listening
yes.
that gets any wacky ideas. So Monday Night Garage.
That has not been, I haven't been there since that's been open.
Okay, so that.
Is it open?
Yes, it's open. Has been for 6 months. And then there's three other breweries coming.
Okay.
And then you should reach out to all those places because they're all like the happening businesses of today.
I walked
there's
to the
a kombucha
west side.
Place.
Oh, into that. I walked the West Side Beltline Trail probably 6 months ago and nothing was open. There was one little, I want to say a growler shop maybe, kind of a little off the trail. was it directly on it? I don't know. I haven't seen anything open over there yet, I guess. Construction.
Yeah, so the West End is totally happening.
Yeah.
I'm watching it grow about me.
Yeah. Some friends that have moved over there love it. I'm sure I'll migrate that way, too, eventually.
Right.
Yeah. Started in Virginia Highland, East Atlanta, Grant Park, slowly making my way around downtown.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll never move to the burbs.
I do like a farm. I'd love to have, you know, like a ranch or a farm, of course. But no, either
but
all the way in the city
or
all the way out.
I'm
no
the same
burbs.
Way.
Nothing
I'm the
in
same.
Between.
I'm
absolutely
same.
Nothing
I'm
in between. I'd
way.
Lose my frickin' mind.
I concur. This coffee is quite good, by the way.
This place is quite good. Muchachos. It's right. It's connected to Golden Eagle, which is like the nighttime restaurant.
Spot. And it's clearly become like a spot for East Side hipsters to pull out their laptops and get some work done.
Hipsters. Hipsters used to be a fun word. No, I hate
it's
it.
It's not anymore.
No, now it's bad. It's like bougie hipsters. Yeah. Like, yeah. I call them yupsters.
Because they're somewhere between.
They're like hipsters with money. Because originally hipsters were grungy and didn't have money and were cool
right, now
without anything.
Right, now they're yupsters.
Now they have disposable income.
Has anybody used that term? Because that sounds like you actually just nailed it.
I think I.
For a socioeconomic term.
A few years ago, but I can't confirm
just
if anyone
you
else
did.
Has ever used it.
If you
it.
Put that under. You know,
yupster.
You know, no, but if you put that like on your LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Invented the phrase blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like people will just start to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's
I
always on your.
The word yupster is a combination of my wealthy friends and my hip friends.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you just put it out there, like, nobody can prove. Sorry.
Yeah. There's been some phrases over the years. Words. I like words. Wordplay. Yupsters.
So, would you like to continue to just do what you're doing, but, like, on a bigger scale and have, like, 5 or 6 mini yous working for you in fashionable clothing?
I guess it would be nice at some point to have a helper. But no, I don't want a big company. I don't like that much responsibility. I'm independent. I do 7 different jobs at a time because I feel like if I had a big company like that, I'd have to do the same kind of work. You know, versus now I'll go work an event or I'll do the internet stuff or I'll, you know, I can hop around and I don't really have to be there for other employees. I guess, I don't know. I'm just independent. I like to do things. So, yeah. Great.
But
talk.
Like, but like if you want to, you know, sort of scale up as it were and do more.
Yeah. Currently I work with small brands day-to-day local people, but I do pick up projects every once in a while that are for on a larger scale, you know, that obviously have bigger budgets, and that's always fun. And it's I guess the fine line for me with
I can make it comfortable, sorry.
It's okay. With the big corporate stuff is often what's happened in the past is I'm hired because I'm outside the box and they want that. And then as soon as they bring me on, because they are so, you know, there's just so much at stake with their company and there's so many people involved and it's so corporate that then all they want to do is put me in a box and my ideas. And then it just doesn't work. I'm like, you know, so I try to stay away from something that puts a lot of restrictions on my ideas because my ideas are really weird and wacky. And then we just kind of scale them back a little bit to make them appropriate. But if it's a big, you know, national brand, we could soften it up. I just don't know if I'd want to put my name on it.
I hear what you're saying.
You know?
I'm actually going to get another chair because my back is like really messed up. Okay, now we're back on.
We're back.
Okay, I'm slightly more comfortable now. This spot was like super perfect, and then I couldn't get freaking comfortable.
Do you know, that some of my big guy friends will not go to cute places with me like this because of the furniture, which is unfortunate because it's so cool looking, but it's tiny furniture, big people. But you're not, I mean, you're like, you're muscular, but you're not big. I'm thinking about my big bear friends.
Yeah. Are you big in the bear community?
I love bears, yeah.
Are you a fag hag? Can you say that term anymore?
No, don't say that. No, I mean straight bears, gay bears. I just like big furry guys.
I didn't know there was straight ones.
Oh, yeah.
What are you drinking?
Matcha. It's green, milky looking tea.
I think if we took a picture of you right now, which I might do in portrait mode,
yeah,
this would be like, this is very like, you know, there's always like the picture for like the work, live, play area.
Oh,
that would be you.
Cause did like, you see my mock I did of that recently?
You're fabulous. You've got a drink. No, which account can I see that on? Cause I like that.
My private one.
Oh
yeah. Yeah. I was in Midtown actually recently.
What's your Emma Carr? What are you?
Stay-at-home girlfriend, but don't send me requests, public people, because you will not be accepted. I'm actually trying to delete that count down to under 300 followers so I can get really weird on it. But I have a public account. It's YW Atlanta, and that's all my work stuff.
So which one is it under?
Stay-at-home girlfriend.
No, I'm looking at it.
Oh, that's me, and it makes you sad.
You are totally that lady.
Mocking.
That's awesome. You're that girl.
Ugh.
But see, she's white. She's white, 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 white. You're not like a white girl that way. Yeah. You're not like a basic white.
I think that's why I made fun of the ad, because it was so basic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's fascinating. What I've noticed. Uh-huh. My daughter, Emma, also named Emma, not short for anything, two cute. M's. Like, her poses are very basic bitch, right? I even shared one once because it was.
Did you just call your daughter a basic bitch?
Dude, she was at the airport with her suitcase, and I was like, that's the one that jumped out at me the most. I was like, oh, Emma's like, and that was the joke. Like, okay. And so she's clearly mocking those, like, she's clearly imitating those images. Like, that's what she sees. Mm-hmm. But if we flip it around and look at it, that's basically what these people are acting like.
Yeah.
Like, what is impressive to an 11-year-old?
Yeah.
You know, 10, 11-year-old girl is like, that's what these, so that to me says it all. Is like, you're doing what my daughter does.
Yeah.
And clearly she's mocking them, but you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How ridiculous it is.
It is so ridiculous. Yeah. That's, I think, goes back to why either people love or hate my work, because it's either you're into that and you want the straight and narrow and the basic, or you want somebody like me who is going to make fun of the basic and is hopefully going to stand out. I don't know. That's the goal.
Well, I don't know how people do it with a straight face. Like, when people put out product that's clearly...
I just don't think a lot of people know. Honestly, I think it's the older generations who are approving a lot of this bigger stuff, and they are just still very conservative, you know? And it's the same thing with cannabis. Like, we just have to wait for older people to go away and stop, you know, making decisions, and then I think the newer generations.
But here's the thing: we said that, we being my
sure everybody said. I mean, right?
No, but I'm saying that when I was younger, right? How old are you?
32.
Okay, when I was younger, we're like a good generation apart, a good 15 years, 14 years. We're like, ugh, can't wait for these people to age out. But guess what?
I'm not talking about you, though. I'm talking about much older.
I know, but I'm saying that there are still people our age who grow up to be right-wing conservative people.
Sure.
Do you see what I'm saying? That it somehow get elected and somehow still affect laws. Because, like, I thought for sure, well, like, all young people think this way. So why would – but there are still, like, boring-ass Republicans.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and you know, most of my family is conservative, but they all accept me and my quirkiness. But I think too, as I've gotten older and I kind of started owning the different, instead of trying to blend in, they've noticed in the past decade, like, what am I trying to say? It's opened their eyes. They've seen me kind of come into my own, and instead of, you know, seeing someone walk down the street and think, oh, that freak with pink hair, they're like, oh, that's cute. My daughter has pink hair too.
Right.
And 10 years ago, my dad would have been like, you're insane.
Right. Yeah.
So it's opening their eyes, and it's not that
big
of a deal.
Yeah, my stepdad, rest in peace, like, if I was dressed like this to school, he's like, well, clearly you're not like going to do well in school.
Yeah.
Because people that take themselves seriously do not wear a t-shirt.
What they were taught, and it's natural, I guess, for them to feel that way. But I just think that I can do just as good of work in, you know, I don't know, a hot dog costume as I can a suit.
Well, let's talk about hot dogs.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah. What's going on with that?
So, I, it's essentially I don't know. I own Hot Dog Festival, Atlanta Hot Dog Festival. So don't any of you stinkers try to take my idea. It's too late. So if you follow ATL Hot Dog Fest, I have spent the past almost year toying with this passion project. I was going to wait till next spring. Now I'm trying to push it for this fall, but it's,
come on, man.
It's come. It's not me.
It's you.
It was going to be huge. It was going to, my goal was, you know, not huge, but for the first year, it was going to be pretty big. But I needed a lot of money, obviously, and I have been offered some corporate sponsorships, but going back to the whole, don't put me in a box.
Don't put me in a box.
Hot Dog Fest is freaking weird. This is like the anti-food festival food festival. This is my dream party, basically. And I mean, they're...
So the Oscar Mayer people wanted to give you money, but they wanted it to be super corporate?
Not them, but yes, a similar hot dog related company. And they just, and then nothing I'm doing is offensive necessarily or like, you know, but it's just, it's weird and grungy and you know, edgy. And it's just not the family, but kids, I mean, it is a family event. Kids are welcome. We were going to do, you know, the restaurant tents and stuff like that. I think I've scrapped that idea and we're just going to have just hot dogs, but there's lots of gimmicks going on. I'm talking like, you know, bobbing for hot dogs.
Nice.
I just want to get gross.
Right. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Hot dogs are weird.
I will bring Jackson.
Please. Yes.
And River.
Yes.
But especially, I mean, Jackson can like put away some fucking hot dogs.
Yes. Contest. We're going to have a contest.
He might win a hot dog eating contest.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 9.
Okay. We could do like an under 10 contest.
Right.
Yeah.
Like an adult one and a kid one.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think
love
you
got, that
I think you
now.
Should do three different age groups, maybe okay. Like the under 10 and under teenage years, and then
yes.
Anybody above 18, maybe?
Yep. Okay, that's what we're going to do.
Because
sign them up.
Because every time I see, Facebook recommends events,
mm-hmm.
and I was just flipping through, and it was like every festival in the world, stupid grilled cheese festival's happening. And I'm like, where's Emma's fucking festival?
That is exactly why I've worked or been to every, you know, cheese festival, grilled cheese festival, mac and cheese festival, brunch festival, taco fest, you know.
Chili.
Atlanta has a festival for every single food. I'm waiting for Butter Festival. Ooh, maybe I should do Butterfest.
Butterfest.
Hold
on.
So.
Let's check it out, see what's been taken.
Oh, yeah, look it up. I love hot dogs.
You can get what's her name.
People have associated me with hot dogs. I have an ex that has a hot dog dedicated tattoo for me.
An ex?
Yeah.
Okay, butterfest.com is... Sorry.
It's taken?
It's available.
Oh.
And it's for sale for $22.88, but that's bullshit. I mean, that's just like a random figure somebody makes up. Now let's just Google Butterfest and see what comes up. Because that's the actual... And you could always do Butterfest ATL. We all know that. Sparta Butterfest in Sparta, Wisconsin. It's actually just about to happen. It's happening right now. That's why it came up right away.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with us.
Wisconsin, don't you know? No, and I actually have Google Alerts set up for hot dog festivals, and there's only one other one in the country that happens, and it's somewhere Midwest. Can't remember. Butterfest.
Well, yeah, Wisconsin. They have a lot of cows.
Yeah. So...
Yeah. Are you going to eat any of this fruit?
There was no Atlanta... Hot Dog Fest, and
I couldn't believe there wasn't an Atlanta podcast,
right? And so I put it on the internet kind of as a joke that I was going to throw it, and people went nuts. So now I have to.
When did our town become like this bustling fucking traffic shit?
I
mean, not traffic shit, but construction shit.
London.
All right, so...
But you see how cute this is right here where we're sitting in this area? And then you look over there and there's going to be this heinous monstrosity of a Publix and a... I mean, a movie theater is convenient and fun. I kind of like that. But, I mean, there's a Kroger right there. Do we need this Publix? Do we need another Great Clips nail salon and what? And dry cleaner? That's what it's... And a wing place.
Massage place?
Yeah. I mean, just doesn't blend. Doesn't go...
They're probably going to make it, try to maybe make it look somewhat whatever. Like when they first built Edgewood, people lost their mind because it was right down the street from Little Five. And that's now become kind of the norm. Yeah. But remember, like people lost their minds because Little Five was so whatever.
Oh, I avoid that shopping center if possible. Traffic.
The problem is we do too, except that where we live, the Kroger where we live is, my son would say, trash.
Oh, yeah.
Are you listening, Kroger people? And so my wife has to go to this one because that one is fucking so disgusting.
Before this Glenwood Glentrified Kroger.
Ah, is that what you call it?
That, yeah.
You need to.
You know, I call it.
That's way better than Yumpsters.
Glentrified. I coined that one when they first opened it, and nobody seemed to like
when
care or notice.
It,
and I said that.
When people call it Crowbar, I'm going to say no.
That's I wanted to have a birthday party.
That's the Glentrified Kroger.
Yeah, I was. Gonna
I love
have
it.
My birthday party there.
I love it. I will
Glentrified.
I will start using that term.
There's Hipster Kroger. There's Carjack Kroger.
Wait a minute, this isn't Hipster Kroger?
No, this is Crowbar or Glenwood Kroger. Hipster Kroger is Edgewood. And Carjack Kroger is where I used to go when I lived in Atlanta, in East Atlanta, and that's down, way down Moreland.
Okay.
And I actually preferred that one because there was never anybody there until one time the cashier just like drove me in. I quit them. And then this one opened, so now I go here. Yeah, and this one is also like a Walmart Kroger. It's massive. And there's bar and
Glentrified. I love it.
Yeah.
Can't believe I haven't heard that term.
I said that when it first opened and I thought it was really funny.
Keep saying
and nobody
it. Just
really
keep saying
it didn't really take off.
Just jam it down people's throats.
Glentrified.
All right, so let's talk about this weed business. Did you see the recent 60 Minutes thing?
Which one? I read so much, I have so much cannabis content, it's insane.
Maybe it wasn't 60 Minutes, maybe it was something similar.
There's so much talk about it right now. I mean, the demand for CBD.
This was the not the autism one. The oh Jesus, I can text my wife. Mm-hmm. It was curing something. It was curing the hell out of something.
Oh, Dateline. There was a Dateline on cannabis recently, and I actually asked a friend to record it for me because I can't stream Dateline, but they couldn't find it. I saw a preview for it.
That's the one I saw.
No, I missed it. I didn't catch that one.
Yeah, they're curing the hell out of stuff with it.
Yeah, it's insane to me that we've had access, or you know, not legally, but this plant has been around and is such, I don't know, it helps so much. Like, how have we not? It's insane. It's amazing that people are allowed to go drink themselves to death legally and
every day,
and we can't have cannabis, which, you know, have you ever, no one's ever died, no one's ever gotten it, you know, I mean, it's just, I'm talking in circles, sorry, but it's so frustrating.
But I think the train is moving pretty fast.
Oh, for sure.
Because once upon a time, again, my generation, even gay stuff was still, right? Like, you know, President Reagan wouldn't even say the word AIDS and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And now, like gay rights, all that's happening pretty fast. I think the weed train is moving pretty quickly.
I think absolutely, and I think the internet obviously helps a lot with awareness, and people are no longer, you know, it's not shocking anymore because you see it all the time. It's also being legal in other states now, several other states. It's kind of silly to think, how can we be under the same federal law and not, you know, it's just.
But don't we still have dry counties?
Yes, actually there are dry
counties.
So that's
kind of an old idea, isn't
it? Yeah. If you would ask me 2 years ago, I would have said it's 10 years until we legalize even close to, you know, medicinally in Georgia, but that's already changed so much. I think it's 5.
So tell me what you guys do.
So we sell, hemp products, hemp CBD. It is, so there's two main components of cannabis that people generally think about. It's CBD and THC. And THC is the stuff that gets you high. That's traditionally what you think of when you think of, you know, smoking pot or eating brownies or whatever. And CBD is its counterpart, and it is the complete opposite. So if you consume CBD, which you can consume just like THC in all forms now, in oils, tablets, gummies, you can vape it. It's literally impossible to get high off CBD. There's no psychoactive effects. It helps with inflammation, is why I take it. Anxiety, I give it to my dog. So many ailments. People are using it to quit smoking. You know, they've found no, I don't know who just came out, the World Health Organization, and said they find no issues with cannabis medically. There's still a lot of you know, research that has to come out, but for the most part, this stuff is legit.
So you guys are a store? What are you guys?
So I do wholesale for them, and we just relaunched for retail, and we sell online, the GeorgiaHempCompany.com. You can buy anything online. We ship everywhere. But I go into retail, so we've been in retail now for a couple weeks, and we're already selling out in Pont City Market. Check out my friend Kelly at Modern Mystic. You should also interview her. Super interesting. She's in Pont City Market, and she's got this awesome shop, and they can't keep our stuff on the shelves. They just went to Bonnaroo and sold a bunch of our stuff. And so then that's what I'm doing moving forward, is just going into retail and selling our product. But we are closing soon on a retail space that will be the Georgia Hemp Company store that Joe will have.
And are we allowed to like hint at what neighborhood this might be in, or?
There, Joe lives north, so Sandy Springs probably.
Okay.
Yeah, which is actually honestly a little better for me because I try to stay down here, so it won't conflict with my customers.
Well, if you're selling in stores, wouldn't that almost be like better to not have to worry about a store, just like keep giving it to people?
Yeah, I think, sure, it's easier. I think the idea of having a brick and mortar is exciting because it's such a unique new type of business that I think they just want a place where people can come and like, people are very curious. It's like going to your first dispensary if you've never been to one out west and walking in the door and just needing like a tutorial educate, like, okay, I'm curious. I don't know what this stuff is. It's just, it's a comfort thing, I think, for people to see it, touch it, talk to someone.
Right.
And
that makes
sense.
Especially
up in that neighborhood too, where like down here, I don't really have to convince anybody to use cannabis. But up there, it's, you know, it's an older crowd. It's a more suburban crowd. And they're, our biggest customers are suburban housewives. So, you know, they're putting down the wine and hitting the CBD vape to chill out a little bit. And
so just spilled something.
Oh, no.
So, like, is vape stores one of the places that you'll...
Sure. Yeah, that's absolutely. You'll sell to vape shops. But really, I'm targeting more health and wellness. So yesterday I did a yoga class and I spoke with the studio owner about putting our product on the shelves because athletes are super into this. All of your audience is probably reading a lot about CBD.
My other audience, you mean?
Yes, your big...
OCR audience.
Yes,
this is my regular Atlanta people who may or may not be racing.
Okay,
people.
Well, you're racing people. I guarantee you're either on CBD or looking into it. Working all these festivals, like I thought I would usually be out for several days after a whole, you know, I did 2 weeks with Shaking Knees and Shaky Beats and was popping these tablets.
I was going to say, do you have any on you? We can look at some.
Yeah, absolutely. I did. I brought you samples. And I've been popping these tablets and it's, I'm like, of course I was exhausted, but muscularly or muscle-wise, like no soreness. I have really bad neck pain.
All right, so let's talk about what you got here. Okay. Looks like you've got a...
We have dog biscuits, which are super popular. We also have the doggy oils that are great.
Now, what if I ate this, though?
I've eaten it. It's just, it's pumpkin and some, what else is in there? And CBD. But they're just very bland, a little sweet.
Who's making this? Is this made by Asian people?
No, they're, all of our stuff is made... regionally, or we've so sourced regionally. So some of our farms are in Kentucky who have been given the proper, you know, whatever cards to grow. And it's obviously not legal in Kentucky yet, but certain people are able to grow. Here, have that. And then so we have these hemp tablets, the 10 milligrams, which is what a lot of people are starting on. I do the 25 just because my tolerance is a little higher. But, and I'm not a doctor, so disclaimer, I cannot tell you what to do. For me personally, if I double my tablet, I have some emergency Xanax that I keep in store for crazy days, and I've basically quit that, and I'll just double those tablets, and I swear it's, my anxiety is like, I don't miss the Xanax at all.
Really?
Yeah, and that's just
personal. Because I am on anti-anxiety meds own self.
Well, I mean, talk to your doctor. Obviously, don't listen to me with your prescriptions and whatnot, but for me personally, I haven't taken Xanax.
But here's the thing, my meds are free, so I'm like, I kind of don't sweat.
But what is it? You know, pharmaceuticals, like, this is completely natural, organic. You know, it's CBD too, for it to be classified as CBD.
I don't know what this is either, though. Like you say it is.
It's from the cannabis plant. It's in the cannabis family. It's hemp. It can either be derived from hemp seeds, which is where a lot of the oils come from, or CBD. You extract it from the stalks, from the leaves.
But how do I know you're not like a plant from an evil government organization trying to control my brain?
Well, I think because you know Joe and you know me. Maybe if I was just like, maybe I know Joe, I look like
maybe,
an alien.
Maybe when I met Joe in 07, like this was his long con.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like he knew fucking one day he's going to get me hooked on.
He's known for a long
time. No, seriously. I'm probably not someone that's going to switch because I'm so, to use the wrong term, paranoid. Like not paranoid in the sense of like, you know, weed paranoid, but like, because of my own mental health issues, and it took me so long to get it right,
yes,
that I am probably like everything's working right now.
Yeah,
so
if
I'm
it ain't
not
broke, don't fix
switching.
It. Don't fix it.
But yeah. I have heard. I wish I knew what that special was about, because they were definitely like, because it was something serious that they were.
Well, it helps with very. So okay, so like the state of Georgia right now, just to kind of loop
I definitely
people
want
in.
Several stickers for my children.
Yeah, if they are not, I won't give you the ones with the cannabis leaves on them. But here. So just to kind of bring everybody up to speed in case you are not, currently the state of Georgia, I believe it's 7 cases, HB1, the bill was approved to where 7 cases are approved to have medical marijuana with THC right now. Anything from children with epilepsy to severe cancer.
Epilepsy,
diagnoses.
That's what it was.
Correct.
It was epilepsy.
For children, and that's been the whole push for legalization way before recreation, is these kids and these mothers who are, there was just a few weeks ago arrested for giving their child with epilepsy cannabis, and they were like, you know, arrest me. It's literally night and day, the seizures. The way that they're cut, like 100 seizures a day to 10.
Right.
You know, it's crazy why we would deprive kids of this stuff. But anyway, so what Georgia did was they signed the bill and they said, sure, here's your medical prescription card, but you can't produce it in Georgia and you can't cross state lines with it. So here's your prescription, but where are you going to get it? So parents are still, and there's state senators who have gone on record and said that they are buying cannabis illegally on the street, burning it down into oil and giving it to mothers for their kids and breaking the law because, you know, it's just completely backwards the way that they've set this up.
Do you guys have a lot of local competition?
No, we are the first local CBD company. We are the only Georgia CBD company. There's some other companies in Florida and Tennessee and surrounding us, and more will come, I'm sure. But that's why this is so exciting for me personally, because I've always wanted, I thought I was going to have to move out west to work in this industry. And then I was stalking Joe for a few years. I knew we had similar interests and goals. And finally, one day I picked up the phone and he called and I said, okay, I'm going to stay here and do this because the market out there is already so saturated. So
it's wide open.
Here we are doing this stuff in Georgia, which is so exciting. Yeah, this is my favorite of all the jobs.
All right. Yeah. Are you ready to take the Atlantic quiz? I don't think we had this. I don't think we had this when you came the first time.
Sure. I don't remember. I mean, you asked me some Atlanta stuff. I don't remember like if it was the quiz.
All right. Here we go. First question.
Yeah.
What's your go-to meal at the Waffle House?
All-Star.
Right away. No questions asked.
All-Star with cheese grits, toast, bacon, eggs over easy, and a light waffle.
And how do you take your hash browns?
Sometimes I'll throw cheese on there. Sometimes just 57 sauce.
Really?
Yeah. What is that? Covered cheese? Yeah. I don't go crazy.
57 sauce is like your own thing.
Yeah. I love sometimes, not all the time, but the right like gross moment for 57 sauce.
The right gross moment, like a 3 a.m. kind of a thing?
Yeah, like a tangy, vinegary, gross, greasy moment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will there be lots of 57 at the hot dog festival, at the Atlanta Hot Dogs?
I don't know if I do 57 hot dogs, but hey, I'm not here to tell anybody how to take their dogs, so.
Because everyone should have their own.
Absolutely. There are no rules. It's kind of how I live life.
Right?
Yeah. Remember when there used to be fashion rules? That's funny.
Like no white after Labor Day, that one?
Yeah, it's so goofy. No.
Okay, great. So the next question is, what is your favorite restaurant in Atlanta?
Ooh. It's so hard because I can like this place for ambiance and I can like another place for food.
You can pick a couple.
Okay. Actually, it's brand new, or to me, it's brand new. I think it's newish to everyone. And I was working on a political campaign this spring. I was hired to try to get a judge elected in DeKalb County.
Did it work?
It did not, but we did very well considering the budgeting compared to competition, and we made some waves, and she's actually considering running again in 2020. So, but via meeting her, Gina Bernard, she has lived in DeKalb County for 25 years. She is from Trinidad, so she knows the whole Caribbean community in DeKalb and took me to some pretty awesome Caribbean spots.
Oh, wow.
And my favorite is this place called Taste Buds. Buds is spelled B-U-D-D-Z. Taste Buds. And it's in Belvedere Park. And my food came out in a pineapple. They also have ice cream. They have free Wi-Fi. It's open from 8 to 8.
Now, this breakfast. Is good. This is good. This is the first time this place has been mentioned, and I like to turn my audience onto new things.
Yeah. Taste Buds in Belvedere Park.
I'm so fascinated by this guy right here. Do you think you could describe him for me? Because I'm like,
I love him.
Up.
Is he a rock star?
I think so.
Yeah. Aw, I want him to be my friend.
Can you describe him, do you think?
Okay.
Because this is like
a little bit Rod Stewart, a little bit David Spade. I don't know, but like star. Oh, he has puppies.
If we were in, if you and I were to get on a plane right now and go have breakfast in Los Angeles, we would be surrounded by 30 of those.
Oh, yeah. Standard uniform.
Right.
Rock star uniform.
Right.
Yeah.
Rank these in importance to you.
Okay.
Hawks, Falcons, Braves, United.
Ooh. Beyonce, Fish, and Gucci Mane.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it's Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane. I love Gucci. I dressed as Gucci for Halloween one year. I had the star or the ice cream tat on my face.
So. You're super Atlanta. You don't follow any of our super sports teams?
You know, if we're going to talk sports big picture, I guess I would choose basketball. It's always been more entertaining. I just went to my first Falcons game last fall, and I loved it, but because I do events and I'm obsessed with venues, and the Mercedes-Benz is just like this insanely incredible mega venue that I think everybody needs to see before they die. So I didn't really care what I was seeing in there. I was just like, you know.
Isn't it interesting though? Because
it was fun.
Because I've been in the event world myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a staffing company for many years, but I've also volunteered a lot of events that or even these obstacle races. I can't not show up with like that eye, right?
Yes.
Like you kind of always notice, like, not that you're looking for it, but you do notice what's missing and what's wrong. And
absolutely.
Like, I do that a little different.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. They put that over there, right? You can't just like throw yourself in and enjoy it.
I'm so bad about it with events. I walk in and just my mind goes to everything that should be different or fixed. But when you go into an event like that scale,
well,
there's nothing wrong, really.
No, there's nothing wrong with
it.
There's nothing wrong with Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
But no, I definitely, you know what I'm fascinated by lately? Mm-hmm. Have you traveled much lately?
I was in Costa Rica earlier this year. Get this. I just booked a flight to Canada. I was going to do this really cool trip with friends. They've driven their boat up there, and we were going to go through all these weird canals through around Toronto.
Right.
I can't get into Canada. I've had a DUI.
I was going to ask you if that was an issue. But
that was a real thing.
The reason I was asking about the travel thing is that there are some geniuses that spend time to figure out this line science, right? Because there's a whole... There was a whole thing now where it looks like you're both going the same way, right? Like this, but look, we've got the blah, blah, blah busiest airport. Mm-hmm. So trust me, millions of dollars being spent on how do we push X amount of people? When do we open this line? I'm kind of fascinated by it. And honestly, I've traveled a lot. And unless you're like the worst time of like 7 a.m. Friday, like it's never that bad, right? Especially you can look at your phone, you can check out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just fascinated by like how they figured out how to, and sometimes like you think you're in a super, and you're like, oh no, wait, they jig-jagged it over here. Anyway, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty, I mean, trial and error, I guess, but yeah.
Here's what doesn't make sense to me though. The new trays that like pop out so you can show anywhere, you don't just get in line. Now now that you can go anywhere part like does move the line faster, but then you can't push the tray forward so it doesn't go any faster.
Wait, I don't know if I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so they have these things now. So instead of just like getting okay, this person, you get behind this person. Okay, uh-huh. They don't have that anymore. Now they have these conveyor belt things where the trays like pop out.
It's going through TSA?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the trays just sort of pop out. So this person pushes their tray. Now this spot's open. You can jump straight to here.
Oh, I know. Okay, I'm sorry.
But when you're standing there,
yes,
and you load the tray, mm-hmm, if the traffic's too bad, I just...
I skipped the line.
Okay, what's he eating? I gotta jump on his eat.
Oh, it's some kind of toast. He's eating a...
it looks like a birthday.
It's hip toast.
It looks like a birthday cake for you.
Ooh, yeah.
It looks like a giant birthday cake. Anyhow.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. When you're getting the little buckets to put your stuff in. Yeah, I just skip the line. If my stuff's packed and ready and someone's not finished in front of me, I just skip them. That's what you're supposed to do. So moving on. I'm not following.
It's okay. Skip. You can't go to Canada. When was your DUI?
12 years ago.
And what's the statute of limitations? Never?
Well, I talked to a few people, including my attorneys, and they said I can go, but I can apply for clemency. It will take some time and probably cost a large fee, and I'm not willing to do that.
I think 10 years is acceptable. Like, if they made it five, no one would freak out, but I think 10 is like, come on.
I have a friend I also spoke to, and she said that she was stopped. Her DUI was 15 years prior, and this was about 10 years ago. They stopped her and put her into a room and did the big interrogation, and then they finally let her in, but they charged her $300, and that was 10 years ago, so now I'm thinking it's probably going to be closer to like 1,000 if that happens, and I just...
But if it's 1,000 Canadian, that's not nearly as much.
Oh, true.
It's like $600 American dollars.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go to Canada someday, but the trip was in like 2 weeks, so I just don't have time to figure all that out.
Okay, we were talking about your favorite restaurant. We got that. You talked about the sports teams. You got that. Oh, here we go. What's your favorite festival in Atlanta?
Ooh. I don't know if we call it a festival, but like a party kind of outdoor house in the park.
See, I think we did do this question because you had this answer.
I'd probably just gone to House in the Park.
You told me about it.
I've been meaning to look up what they're going to do this year because, you know, Grant Park is all under construction now. So I'm assuming they're not doing it in Grant Park.
Yeah, I just noticed that. I hadn't been by lately.
What are they doing
to Grant Park?
They are, I think it'll be cool. But the neighborhood obviously is kind of ticked about it. Think about like old Fourth Ward skate park, but I don't think there's a skate aspect, but that soccer field, and then there's like an amphitheater, and they're going to add parking, and they're going to make it, I guess, more event friendly, I think, but they're building like an amphitheater.
But we already have Dogwood's there every year and some other festivals.
Yeah. I don't know. They're making it more recreation, more human friendly than just a big open park. And they cut down a ton of oak trees. So that's why you see all those signs like save the trees of Grant Park.
But you can't because they already cut them
down. They're gone now, yeah.
There's nothing to...
No,
right.
They're gone, yeah. Yeah. But that's not happening until 20... It's not supposed to be finished till like the end of 2019, maybe. So House in the Park is traditionally Labor Day weekend.
So either I asked you this question and it came up or that just came up. I'll have to go back and listen. I don't know.
Yeah. How are you going to choose what to take from what episode? Or is it all from this episode?
No, it's all from this episode. Okay. That thing's done. It'll just live. I might find it like 5 years from now and be like
the back tape or the
exactly
yeah, the
do a secret Patreon, yeah. Like you can have the old shit.
Hey, who knows who I'll be in 5 years?
Who knows? You could be right.
Yeah,
you could transition to a man.
Yeah, I could be a man. That's yeah.
What if we did that and we had you before and after, and we'll call it Emma before and after.
Okay, love that idea.
Finish the sentence for me. I definitely did not have this question. This is a brand new question to the quiz.
Okay.
I take Marta blank.
I take Marta, well, I messed up, didn't I? I've always wanted to, one time, can I answer this question differently?
No. Ugh. You can answer it correctly, and then you can explain your answer, just like in your math days.
I take Marta to above and beyond.
Okay,
I love Marta. I wish Marta, I think everybody wishes Marta was a little... more
listen
accessible.
To my exciting Marta episode if you haven't already heard
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm actually really excited that I just found out about that because I love Marta.
Will you listen to
but
it?
My it was funny, a long time ago when I first moved to Atlanta, my mom and I were at dinner and this guy did approach me and asked me out, and my mom was like, you can take her on a date, but you know, it's got to be creative, like what are you thinking? And
he asked you out in front of your mother?
Yeah, it was kind of cute. He asked my mom if he
were did. You like 14?
No, I mean, this was when I first moved to Atlanta, it's like 8 years ago. I don't know. Very nice guy. Never went out with him. Oh, did I? No, I didn't. But my mom suggested a great date would be tour of Atlanta via Marta. And still no one's done that with me, and I really want to do that. So I'll probably just do it by myself. I like doing stuff alone.
So no one should try to follow you on Instagram or ask you out on a
Marty date.
Yes,
you can follow me on Instagram at your
But I'm saying the other account.
Oh, no. My private account is private because...
it's private.
Yeah. I just don't have anything to hide. There's just things I don't want to share.
I feel you.
You know, but there's close friends that that will find me funny in that weird way.
I find you funny.
Yeah.
You
know me. I just don't want people who don't know me judging me off of my personal life because that's mine.
It's mine.
I put enough out there for you people. You don't need that too.
Right.
Yeah. I share a lot already.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Who should I have next in the Atlanta podcast?
Ooh. Well, I definitely think On Point Creative. They have worked so much cool stuff that, I mean, they probably have stories out the wazoo. There's my friend Kelly, I mentioned, who owns Modern Mystic, and her business she has marketing backgrounds, how I know her, very similar to us. She's possibly been to the marketing events, Nick Taps, but, she started out this new business reading tarot cards and then went online with it and now does trainings. And she has this shop in Pond City and she's doing workshops. And
she must be doing well to afford that rent in Pond City.
I mean, she has just exploded and does the coolest stuff. So I think that she's very fascinating. I would recommend. And she's selling all the CBD stuff, which is cool. Who else? I don't know. I'll send you a list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to plug? I mean, I think we've covered all your bases.
No, just YW Atlanta if you care about my work. I don't really promote that, but follow the Law Ladies.
Follow the Law Ladies. We love them.
Yeah.
Listen to that episode. I learned a lot.
Yes. They are awesome. Favorites. Some of my faves.
Seriously, they were really good.
They are so, you know, we work so well together. I've never quite worked that well with anybody, the three of us, really.
But see, here's the thing, and then the one Law Lady, sorry to confuse you Law Ladies, is super super funny. Who's the one that has her mom on?
Holly and Ashley. Their moms are both very involved in,
I think it's Holly. Is it Holly?
Holly,
I'm gonna feel bad.
The blonde, and Ashley is brunette, and
I think it's the blonde. Who went on
They're
vacation?
Both funny.
But somebody went on vacation with their mom and I was dying.
Oh.
Like on a cruise and shit.
It was probably Ashley loves to tell the good Robin jokes. Because Ashley has a sister who's an actress who has a following on Instagram and her mother knows the password. And so her mother gets on her sister's Instagram live and just talks to the phone. And then people chime in and think it's, you know, she's very funny.
Yeah, I'm going to point, by the way, because now I feel bad
okay.
that I can't remember. And you guys, your feelings are going to be hurt.
Yes, Ashley.
Ashley, and I'm so
Ashley
sorry.
Ashley was making jokes about Robin,
I'm
for
so
sure.
sorry, Ashley, that yeah. I didn't remember you.
It's been
you
a minute since you've seen him.
You are hilarious. And that doesn't mean that Holly is the other one?
Holly.
Holly.
Holly is also funny, but...
Ashley cracked me out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
sorry.
Holly is... Ashley's the more the performer of the two.
Right.
Holly is equally as funny, but maybe not as out there.
All right. Well, we're going to take some wonderful pictures and selfies.
Okay.
Let's wrap it up.
I love selfies.
All righty then. That was lovely. Emma Carr, great job from Muchacho. That was the first, I think that was the first one from Muchacho, which now you're going to be hearing a ton. Like even the one you heard last week, that was either the same day or the day after I'd already talked to Emmett. Whatever. Muchacho, fucking shout out. All right? Awesome place to interview. Reach out to me. Many of you have been dropping notes. Keep doing it. Do it in the iTunes. Drop me a note on the social media. MattBDavis@iCloud.com. I love to hear from you. I love to hear about you. Matt B. Davis. Special shout out, Laura Bobora. What the fuck is that? It's the fucking ice cream man. Laura Bobora, Banana Fana Fofora. She's moving here. We said hello. Hope to see you again soon, Laura. Welcome to our fair city. All right. Patreon, do it. Social media, do it. iTunes, do it. Okay, love you, miss you, and I gotta run.